One evening in April 2007, a LaSalle County Sheriff's deputy thought he recognized someone driving on a suspended license. He got in his car and followed the woman home, but by the time he got there, she was already going inside. The woman's husband came out and told the deputy his wife wasn't home. He also said he was driving the van, statements that eventually got him convicted for obstruction of justice. On appeal, the man argued the charge was inappropriate because he did not physically obstruct the police, but the Illinois Supreme Court says a physical act is not necessary. The justices say providing misinformation to police is enough to support a charge of obstruction. But like any good cop show, this case ends with a twist. After the man lied about his wife being home, he offered to let the deputy go inside and look around the house. The deputy chose not to, but because he could have, the Supreme Court says the husband's overall conduct was not obstruction, and they reversed his conviction. I'm Brian Mackey.